Well, good morning, my love. You seem so sleepy, and I didn't want to wake you up. You look so cute and comfortable and so lovely. I made coffee if you want some. No, I don't think we have any donuts or muffins. I think we ate the last of the muffins last night. Why? Oh, no, it's okay. How about I just order some? You don't need to leave and go get some. That's crazy. No, it's not really crazy. That's the only thing I can think of in the moment. Let's just have a lazy morning where you stay here with me. Enjoy your coffee, and we'll wait for it to be delivered. Or you could go. Or you cannot go. I want you to be safe. And if you go, there's a chance something will happen, and then you won't be safe, and then what would I do? I don't think it's crazy that I want you to be safe by staying inside and avoiding going out. Just for a little bit, or forever, whatever works. Okay, how about I go? I'll just run out real quick, and you stay here where I know you're safe and nothing can happen. But you'd be alone, and then something could happen. And I wouldn't be there to protect you or watch out for you or... But then if you go with me, you wouldn't be alone, but you'd still be out there and something could happen to you. What if I can't protect you out there? Telling someone to calm down doesn't really make them calm down. I don't know if you... Okay, you're right. I should calm down. If I'm calm, I can think of a plan. Let's see. We have bubble wrap. And a bicycle helmet. I think we have knee pads somewhere. I can go grab those real quick, and then we can go out together and... I'm not being overprotective. But you know, since the beginning of this new year, a lot of bad things have been happening. I mean, so far not like last year or the year before that. But this year, maybe it's starting off slow, but bad things. And I don't want those bad things to happen to you, so I'll be right back. Close that fucking door! I don't know where that came from. Please close the door while I'm getting ready. I don't mean to scare you. If anything, the outside should scare you. Anything could happen. You can still enjoy life. Just with some extra precautions, my darling. For safety. So you can be safe and I don't have to worry about you. I am breathing. How else do you think I'm alive? I have to breathe. Sorry, you're just concerned. You know, taking a breath really opens my eyes to some things. Like, now I remember where the elbow pads are. You'll be extra safe and... What? Why are you looking at me like that? Hey, you can enjoy life. In fear. Well, it's not that I'm fearful. I'm just worried and scared. And I just want you to be safe. And I know lately I've been acting a little too protective. More protective than normal. But it's all for you. So nothing will happen to you. I don't care if anything happens to me. I don't love myself as much as I love you. If something happens to me, then fine. But if something happens to you, I don't know how I'd go on. No, I have faith in you. I trust you. I know you can protect yourself. But nowadays, there's always something new to be afraid of. And that just makes me worry even more. Even the thought of going to the movies, sitting down and enjoying something with you. I'm afraid someone's gonna come in and just do something. Well, something bad, obviously not something good. Okay, well, how else am I supposed to think of it? Well, I guess someone could come in and bring balloons for everyone. But why would that happen? No, I mean, I guess there are good people. You're a good people. Person. And I love you. I just don't want anything happening to you. You can't make that promise. You can't promise me that nothing will happen. But I guess you can promise me that you'll do your best to be safe. Be cautious, but I guess not too cautious so you can still enjoy life. But I'm coming with you. Because I love you. I'll just try to dial down the protectiveness. And everything will be fine, and I don't have to worry about anything. Well, I can't promise that I won't freak out just a little bit. I'm sure I'll freak out a lot. Like, a lot, like... No, I'm sorry. I'll think before I speak or take action. I don't want to embarrass you or, I don't know, become some burden. I'll just hold your hand. Maybe wrap my arm around you. And then we could be safe. And I know nothing will happen to you. And I can love you and protect you. Yeah, I think that'll work out just fine. No, you don't have to stay home. You should be able to go out and enjoy things. Oh, the movies. Well, you wanna go, and I'm a little afraid. I know you wouldn't make me go. But if you go, I want to go with you. So we'll go to the movies tonight or something and we'll have a good time. Nothing bad will happen. Maybe not a scary movie. Something funny and lighthearted. Unless you want to watch a scary movie. Yeah, comedy sounds wonderful. And then, maybe next weekend we can watch something scary. I just have to calm myself. Fully understand that nothing's gonna happen, and I can love you without fear of something happening. I guess I'm a little hungry. I guess donuts sound good. Let's go. Oh, shoes, shoes. Make sure you hold on to my hand. Because I love you. Oh, where are my shoes?